iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com. My name's Tony Patty, and as we catch up with all the top stories of the week right here from iGlobalNews.com, it's all about climate action, which was very much in focus this week as British Indian Minister Alok Sharma concluded his visit to India with some real promise for the UK-India partnership in the area. And this partnership was further enhanced with some great statistics from UCAS, showing a real bounce in the number of Indian students accepted into universities this year. And with Raksha Bandhan, August 22nd, very warm wishes from the iGlobal family as we review the very heartwarming and somewhat unlocked celebrations this year.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And with our first story with our weekly roundup, it's all about climate action. And British Indian Cabinet Minister Alok Sharma, in charge of the UK's presidency of the COP26 climate summit in November, is in New Delhi for talks ahead of the crucial meet in November. Sharma, who was born in the northern Indian city of Agra, will hold discussions with senior Indian ministers and leaders from industry and civil society ahead of the summit in Scotland, during which India is seen as critical to world leaders agreeing climate action targets. It's expected that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the flagship event, scheduled between November 1st and the 12th. More on that story from the iGlobal desk at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. And talking of the previous partnership, it was further enhanced with some great statistics from UCAS, showing a real bounce in the number of Indian students accepted into UK universities this year. And as we enter the news and views section at iGlobalNews.com, we see that a record number of 3,200 students from India have been accepted onto UK university and higher education courses through the country's centralised application system this year, marking an increase of 19% on 2020. The latest Universities and Colleges Admission Service, UCAS, acceptance figures came as India was moved off the UK's red list COVID-19 travel ban onto amber, with the Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office also revising its travel advisory. Now, this would have a big impact on Indian students planning to travel to Britain to make up their courses, as they no longer need to quarantine in a government-managed facility for 10 days at considerable additional costs. Instead, they can quarantine for the required 10 days at a chosen destination, which for many will be their university accommodation or a friend or family home address. There's more on that story from the news and views section from the iGlobal desk at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com. And so to a very important date in our calendar, Raksha Bandhan, August 22nd. Very warm wishes from the iGlobal family as we review the very heartwarming and somewhat unlocked celebrations this year. And as we head to the arts and culture section at iGlobalNews.com, it's the bonds of Raksha Bandhan unlocked from COVID-19 constraints, which is what we talk about. So the festival of Raksha Bandhan this year, where many brothers and sisters around the world will be looking forward to the sibling-focused festivities being somewhat freed from the shackles of the COVID-19 lockdown. Attachment engagement with our roots grows deeper as we move further from our homes, and bonds to get stronger when we move away from our near ones. And for this reason, Raksha Bandhan holds special significance for Indians residing abroad. This is the festival unlike any others, where we celebrate not only with family members under the same roof, but also celebrate the bond while being away. British Indians are among the most extensive Indian diaspora communities worldwide, and they all mark the festivities in their own unique style, from Punjabis, Gujaratis, Bengalis to Tamils, Malaysians, Marathis, Konkanis, and all other regions of India. But at the heart lies a common thread, and that of love and bonding. Find out more about this story by going to the Arts and Culture section at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians. iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iglobalnews.com.
Now, as we continue with our weekly roundup right here from iglobalnews.com on iGlobal Radio, we take a more detailed look at the stories of the week. And British Hindu groups rallied around to make their voice heard against the extremely worrying trend of the persecution of minorities in Pakistan. And also, in this new column, an energy efficiency expert will delve into some simple actions we can all take to address the very serious climate crisis facing our planet. And also, a British Indian engineers project to supply low-cost washing machines to countries such as India gets off to a great start. And as we catch up with our Seva series right here on iGlobal Radio, we catch up with London-born actor and culturepreneur to talk through the art of giving back to society. And finally, there are most likely some very basic errors we all make on our road to getting fitter. Our health coach offers key warning signs to watch out for. Stay with us.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And now, taking a look at the more detailed stories of the week, British Hindu groups rallied around to make their voice heard against the extremely worrying trend of the persecution of minorities in Pakistan. And under the profile section at iglobalnews.com, we see that representatives of British Hindu organizations gathered outside the Pakistani High Commission in London to register a strong protest and urge action over the turmoil faced by an 8-year-old Hindu boy slammed with charges under Pakistan's deadly blasphemy laws. The boy, the youngest known to be charged under the laws, was accused of intentionally urinating on a carpet in the library of a madrasa housing religious texts. While the local police dropped the charges against the boy under pressure from the media, he and his family remain in hiding amid threats to their lives. More on that from the iGlobal desk at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian. From the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness, iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com. And so to the news and views section at iglobalnews.com. Time to prepare for the worst impacts of climate change is now. And investigating the transition to a lower energy system is critical to prevent further warming and the implications that come with it. However, we must also tackle the consequences of the impacts of climate change that are already there. Climate change is intensifying the water cycle, and this brings more intense rainfall and associated flooding, as well as more intense drought in many regions. These were the words published in last week's major report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Like much of the content published in the paper, this wasn't anything we didn't already know, but still serves a timely and pressing reality check. Check out that story under the News and Views section at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. And so as we head to the profile section at iglobalnews.com, a British Indian engineer's project to supply low-cost washing machines to countries such as India gets off to a great start. And this is where a London-born engineer's project to supply low-cost washing machines to countries such as India, where hand-washing of clothes remains a time-consuming exercise. It's got off to a great start following field research in camps in Iraq. Navjot Soni, who set up his washing machine project 3 years ago to provide energy-efficient manual washing machines to low-cost income regions, has been working with volunteers and partners to conduct research ahead of supplies. The organisation has also launched a crowdfunding appeal on JustGiving to raise £10,000 to aid the delivery process. At the Washing Machine Project, we believe in the power of innovation to empower lives. This is why we've developed an off-grid manual washing machine, which saves 60% to 70% of time and 50% of water for more people on low income and displaced communities, notes the charity's fundraising drive. See more of that story under the profiles section from the iGlobal desk at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. Now, as we continue with our detailed look at the stories of the week, it's the Sewa series that we look at, where Bhavan Pathak caught up with London-born actor and culturepreneur to talk through the art of giving back to social society, Natkat and the art of giving back. And London-born and raised Ajay Khabra is an actor, producer and culturepreneur, the son of a partition survivor and the great-grandson of an indentured labourer. He recently starred in the Bollywood mystery Bell Bottom and Tom and Jerry the movie. His curiosity with life and death and energy in between led to the creation of award-winning outdoor performance company Natkat with Simi Gupta. Natkat, which means mischief, creates festivals, digital artworks and theatrical moments to give back to society through the gift of the arts.
It's so interesting, isn't it, how, you know, I never had a master plan or a strategy or a game plan. Natkat happened because it needed to happen 20 years ago when we first kind of thought, let's make some work, but how can we describe what we want to convey? What's the emotion of the work? Well, we don't want it to be serious. There's absolutely no way. We want it to be too structured and rigid. What is it that we've grown up with, you know, in our faith, you know? So dad coming from an Arya Samaj route and mum Sanatan Brahmin route, you know, the faith existed, you know, in our, you know, it was part and parcel in a light touch way. It was always there. And so these words, Natkat and others that we started to think about, hit the spot, you know, because we wanted a word that was meaningful, that was ancient.
Find out more about Natkat and other great stories by going to the iSpirituality section at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And finally, on our weekly roundup, it's all about getting fit. And there are most likely some very basic errors we all make on our road to getting fitter. Our health coach offers key warning signs to watch out for. And as we head to the health and fitness section at iglobalnews.com, if you want to lose 10 kgs without having to diet, in fact, it's very easily done. Can you imagine losing almost 10 kilograms without having to diet? And also, finally, not having aches and pains. And it seems that it's absolutely possible. As we share the the experiences of Rathi, who did just that. Tried losing weight but couldn't, had suffered from backaches, got frequent headaches, had high blood pressure, felt tired and had low energy. Do any of these resonate with you, where you feel the same way too? And after consulting with her doctor, who told her she could lose weight as her blood pressure was high, she knew she had to do something. But the problem was she struggled to motivate herself when doing it on her own. And Rathi's story is surely an inspirational one, who is 63 years old and not let her age or lack of time be an excuse for not getting healthier. She focused on making changes and has seen amazing results. She lost almost 10 kilos, inches all over the body. Her clothes are now loose for her, no backaches. She doesn't need to take paracetamol, has more energy now, and she feels like she's in her 40s. And after seeing how simple yet effective the program was, she then decided to continue. If you want to learn more about that story, check out the health and fitness section at iglobalnews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iglobalnews.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's weekly roundup from iglobalnews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. You listen to us and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters and much, much more. On air at iglobalnews.com.